The 51st Annual Alaska Federation of Natives Convention wrapped up in Anchorage on Saturday. Delegates passed a number of resolutions and heard from all three members of the state's congressional delegation. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports.
AFN's last day saw a flurry of activity, starting with an informal and unwritten speech by Congressman Don Young. He touched on the history of AFN and some of the ills confronting Alaska, including social isolation that he says is the result of overusing technology. Young told the crowd one antidote from the dizzying pace of news and information is taking time to just visit with friends. And the 84-year-old says he avoids social media.
I'm the smartest congressman in Congress. And you'll say, how could he dare say that? And I'll tell you why. I've never Twittered, wiggled or giggled. I have no idea what I'm doing. That makes me really smart as a congressman because everybody gets in trouble in Congress because of their cell phone.
Senator Dan Sullivan's address covered a number of topics, including veterans, the opioid crisis, and Alaska's relationship with the Trump administration. Sullivan counted off Alaskans recently appointed to prominent federal positions, including Tara Sweeney, Joe Balash, and Chris Laddick. And he described a high-level meeting earlier this year with President Trump and Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke focused on development opportunities in Alaska. Sullivan says during the encounter, Trump asked if he should scrap the last administration's executive action that officially restored the name of North America's tallest mountain back to Denali.
And Senator Murkowski and I jumped over the desk and we said, no, no, don't want to reverse that. And he looked at me and said, well, why? And I said, well, Mr. President, with all due respect to previous presidents, Alaska Native people named that mountain over 10,000 years ago. And by the way, that was the Athabascan people, and my wife's Athabascan, and if you change that name back now, she's going to be really, really mad. So he's like, all right, we won't do that.
Delegates approved dozens of resolutions spanning a broad range of topics. The body voted to change how it'll endorse political candidates in statewide elections, putting the matter before delegates instead of the AFN board. The native village of Savunga brought forward a successful measure asking that legally obtained walrus ivory and marine mammal products be exempted from state-level ivory bans, an issue coastal communities say is still hurting livelihoods. And a proposal from the Chiniga Corporation to transfer municipal lands held in trust by the state to local tribal and corporate entities was tabled and referred to the AFN board. Outside the convention center, a protest organized by a group called Defend the Sacred rallied against proposed development projects in Bristol Bay, the Arctic Wildlife Refuge, and transboundary mines in Canada.
No pebble mine! No pebble mine!
Between 50 and 100 people gathered in a light snow to chant, wave signs, and listen to speeches. Earlier in the week, AFN saw two major legal victories, with the governor signing a compact to give tribal entities more control over child welfare services, and the state attorney general also issued an opinion officially recognizing 229 tribes in Alaska as fully sovereign, recognition the state of Alaska has avoided for decades. From the AFN convention in Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.